As Shavuot is approaching, so many people have cheese on Shavuot, and therefore people want to know certain halachot regarding cheese. So this would be a good opportunity to speak about the halachot of Gvinat Yisrael and Gvinat Akum. These halachot are based in the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Amongst the different gezerot, amongst the different prohibitions that there are, that Chachamim forbade, like Chalav Akum, and like Bishul Akum, and patakum, bread of goyim, cooking of goyim, wine of goyim, and one of those gzerot was of gvinat akum. It's interesting to point out that all of these gzerot prevented us from assimilation, and it's brought down in the Sefer Chochmat Adam that it is known from Kabbalistic sources that somebody who is not careful in the halachot of drinking wine of goyim, he brings from Kabbalistic sources, he's for sure he's going to end up on cohabitating with a goya if he's not careful on these prohibitions. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, printed in Hichot Shlomo, reportedly said that the reason why assimilation is so rampant in America is people are not careful about all these halachot. There's all types of leniencies regarding these halachot of bishul and things that have to do with chatnut. And all of these gzerat goyim, he says, that leads to assimilation. And he says, therefore, we have to reinforce ourselves in these gzerat. Now, by gvinat akum, it's not because of assimilation, but it's something quite close to it. The truth is, we don't really clearly know the reason. In the Mishnah, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, we discuss a case that there was between they were walking. So, in the Mishnah, in Dav Chavtet, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Rav Yishmael was walking with Rav Yeshua, and he asked him, why is it that Chachamim forbade Gvinat Akum? If you're going to say it's because they use as a catalyst the rennet of the stomach of a nevela, of an unkosher animal, well, we know that rennet is not able to be eaten. It's like the rennet of a korban, which is for sure asur behana'a even, and still you're allowed to use that rennet. So it doesn't seem to be that it's forbidden. So over here should be the case too. So he said, well, maybe it's because they're using rennet of Avodah Zarah. He used to say, if that's the case, it should be asur behana'a as well, forbidden behana'a, but it's not forbidden behana'a. So he diverted the conversation, and he never really said a clear answer. It doesn't seem to be he wanted to express why gvinat akum is forbidden. But in the Gemara, many reasons are given, possible reasons why it was forbidden. Some say in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, it says some say it could be because snake venom could have bit into the gvina, that it was in between the holes, which could be that it's not so relevant nowadays. It could be the kibat nevela, as we mentioned, that they use the rennet of non-kosher animal. But then we mentioned that shouldn't be so much of a problem. So the Gemara says no. Well, maybe it's a problem that they actually made the cheese in or kibat nevela in the stomach of the non-kosher animal, and then for sure there's a problem because it's not the rennet itself, what's left over in the stomach, it's actually the actual stomach itself, and that for sure would be a problem. It should be not only a problem basar v'chalev, it's a non-kosher animal, so it's a problem of terefot, and there's not going to be shishim to nullify it, so you're going to have the taste of a non-kosher animal in the cheese, which nowadays in Europe they still use this method. In America they don't use this method. We'll speak about it in a moment. So the Gemara says it could also be because they are ma'amid with sap of orla. It could be that they're ma'amid it with vinegar of wine. There's many, many different reasons written in the Gemara. Tosfot explains that, well, the main reason it would seem to be it was because of the snake venom, and nowadays that shouldn't be relevant. So he says there are opinions from Chachmei Navarna, which were Rabbanim in France, that said since those reasons aren't applicable, one would be able to have cheese of goyim nowadays, and there's no gzira. And so Tosfot brings that opinion, and that opinion is brought down in the Rishonim of Chachmei Navornia. But the Bet Yosef brings that the Rishonim categorically refuted this Shita, and they said that it's based on the Rashba, as well as the Rambam. The Rambam says explicitly that Gvinat Akum, even if it's made from Asavim, even if it's made from asavim uprachim, from a catalyst made out of organic catalyst, microbiotic or a synthetic type of enzyme, nevertheless it would be included in the gzira of gvinat akum. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchot Ma'achalot Asurot Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Dalid, and this is how the Bet Yosef ends off. He says that כל שכן במקום שהרמב״ם והרשב״א שהם עמודי עולם אוסרים וגם בכל, גם כי בכל שאר מקומות ישראל ששמענו שמעם נוהגים לאסור. Says the Bet Yosef, everywhere where we know about, the minhag is to be mahmir, like the Rambam and the Rashba. Ve'en ha-mavchinim ben ma'amidim beprachim le'ma'amidim bekeba, she'asur lifrosh mechlal Yisrael. And there's no difference from if one uses as a catalyst synthetic or keba. Says the Bet Yosef, a very, very strong lashon that you don't usually find. He says, "Asur lifrosh michlal Yisrael." You can't separate yourself from Yisrael and find some opinion to rely on and try to and are allowed to eat gvinat akum. You're not allowed. Velifrotz gidran shel Yisrael, and to break the barrier of the Jewish people that are kedoshim asher gadru avot olam chachmei Mishnah, that the chachmei Mishnah already made a gzera, and therefore one shouldn't try to find lone opinions that we don't follow, like. Especially that the Gaon Mevilna writes that it's known in the name of the Gaon Mevilna, it's not exactly sure where he wrote it, that everywhere where Chachamim made a Gezira, there are many other reasons, and just because they had one reason doesn't mean there was other reasons as well, but they just decided to reveal one reason. But when it's a Gezira, you will not be, we cannot lift up that Gezira. So that's the Hachad that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Kuf Ted Vav, Se'iv Gimel, that Se'iv Bet, that Gvinat Akum is forbidden, even if they used synthetic or other types of enzymes to make Gvinat Akum. And that's the accepted halacha. How does one make something Gvinat Yisrael? So the Rama says a Jew has to see the process of the Gvina becoming, of the Gvina being made. A Jew has to see the process of Gvina being made in order to be considered Gvinat Yisrael. Now, the question at hand is that the Shach argues, the Shach says it's not enough that the Jew sees the process of it happening. The Jew actually has to take the enzymes and put them into the Gvina. In other words, it's not like Chalav Yisrael that it's enough just to see, says the Shach. He actually has to take the catalyst, which is the rennet, and he has to put it inside the milk in order to make it into cheese. That's not considered Gvinat Yisrael. Lehalacha, the Gansis are choshesh, they do like the Shach, and they say therefore somebody has to, a Mashgiach has to put in the rennet. And even though there are many who are lenient, like the Shita of the Rama, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that should be, that just Jew watches it, it's enough. The Kashrut agencies are even more stringent, Baruch Hashem, that we rely on the Shach to make Gvinat Yisrael, that a Jew actually throws in the enzymes to make a Gvinat Yisrael. What's interesting to note is that there are certain agencies of Kashrut, one of them particularly is called the Tablet K, that it seems to be that there's issues in regards to the way that they are producing they rely on opinion, not like the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're using synthetic rennet, so that's not part of the gzira. Now, furthermore, the prohibition, as we mentioned, according to the Shach, one would actually have to put the cheese inside. That would be by Gvinat Yisrael. Now, a lot of people ask, let's say the Chalav is Chalav Akum, not Chav Yisrael, which there are many poskim that are lenient, but the cheese is Gvinat Yisrael. In other words, the Jew put in the rennet, but they used milk that wasn't Chalav Yisrael. So you'll find on the market two types of cheeses. You'll have cheese that's even the Chalav is Chalav Yisrael, and that you'll have cheese that is chalav akum, but nevertheless, it's if the Jew puts in the rennet, it's called gvinat Yisrael. And the difference would be somebody who's lenient on chalav akum would still be able to eat gvinat Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredea Chelek Bet, he brings the opinion of the Rama that says that even though usually we are lenient by chalav akum, where machmir not to have chalav akum. In America, it would be a little bit different, but we are machmir not to have chalav akum. Nevertheless, in the case where it's talking about cheese, since cheese cannot be made from non-kosher animals' milk because it doesn't coagulate well, it doesn't become cheese. So therefore, if you see that it became cheese, obviously there's no more chashash of chalav that it was used by chalav Yisrael, and therefore the Rama says there are some rishonim that would permit it, but he says tov lechmir, it's good to be machmir. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, in his opinion, you don't even have to be machmir, and if you follow chalav akum, then you would be able to actually. Even if you're strict on chalav Yisrael, but regarding cheese, there is room to be lenient that you could buy gvinat Yisrael, cheese that was made by the mashgiach, once again, but that was used with chalav akum milk. Now, we've pointed out in the past that all of this is in if chalav akum, that the only chashash is, the only concern is that it could be that there was something non-kosher milk that was put into the chalav akum. But nowadays, there are other issues with chalav, with drinking chalav Yisrael, because there are cows that nowadays have issues of bloating, gas bloating, and therefore different operations are done to the cows in order to remove that problem, which in many of the non-chalav Yisrael farms, some of the cows, more than 2%, have this operation done to them. And many poskim understand that this operation makes them into a trifa, makes them into a non-kosher animal, which means subsequently that their milk is also not kosher. So regular cow's milk would also be non-kosher, and there's more than 60 being nullified because there's more than 2%. So that would be, some people are concerned that even if it's milk that's chalav akum, would not be a problem that you don't think that there's camel's milk and you rely on the FDA agencies that there wasn't anything mixed in. But there's another issue that it could be it's chalav terifa. So those who are machmir on chalav Yisrael, they should also be machmir, because of this issue, they will also be machmir on cheese to have cheese from chalav Yisrael. Once again, those who are lenient on just having chalav akum milk will also buy gvinat Yisrael from chalav akum milk. But those who are machmir, and one of the reasons to be machmir is that the chalav Yisrael companies are smaller and they make sure that they're not with operations, so they would also be machmir to have cheese made from chalav Yisrael. Now, another issue that comes up is in regards to what is considered cheese that is a prohibition. What is considered cheese that you would have to have washing the cheese and making sure that it's called Gvinat Yisrael? So cheese would mean anything that enzymes and rennet is put inside that would constitute as cheese. However, it would be the status cream cheese, yogurts, cottage cheese, sour cream. All of these do not curdle, do not coagulate and clot the same way that cheese does. So there's a big machloket, a poskim, whether that falls into the gezira of cheeses or not. The minhag in America seems to be that they were lenient. And there seems to be a pri chadash, and Siman Kufta Dvav also, that was lenient, because something that doesn't coagulate like cheese would not be part of the gzira of gvina, and therefore you don't have to have a special mashgiach to put in the whatever enzymes they put in, because in a lot of these cheeses they don't put in a regular enzyme, they put in acid. And some of them, they'll even put in rennet, but the rennet won't be there in order to coagulate. It'll only be there to give it a little bit of extra body or flavor. But the rennet is not there as an ingredient to coagulate. So the poskim have a discussion whether even if rennet or enzymes are put in there, is it dome, is it similar to the gzira of gvina, or is it more similar to milk, because it's not coagulating like regular cheese. So there's a shilut u'tshuvot of the Radbaz that the Radbaz is saying yogurt of goyim in Chuman Bet Alafim Resh Tzadi Aleph, and he writes that it's considered like vinatakum. And the Birkei Yosef in Yoredei Asiman Kuf Tet Vav in the Shiure Bracha also brings this down. The Chatam Sofer in Yoredei Asiman Ayin Tet also discusses something similar to ricotta cheese. It was called Tzurich, and he also was of the opinion that all of this is similar to Gvinat Akum, and one does not have the leniencies of Chalav Akum, and one would have to be Machmir to make sure it's Gvinat Yisrael. Now, the most kashrut agencies don't rely on this. And if you're going to buy something that's Philadelphia cream cheese or all of the other cheeses, you're relying on Rav Henkin, and that was of the opinion, and this seems to be the minag in America, that it's not considered Gvinat Yisrael, it's considered like Chalav. And Chalav, if you hold of Chalav Akum, Chalav of America, like if you rely on the heter of Rav Moshe Feinstein and others, that Chalav Akum you're allowed to have, so they would buy this cream cheese as well. However, according to what we explained, there are many poskim that are choshesh for Gvinat, that cream cheese and others, and yogurt should be considered Gvinat Yisrael. So it could be part of the Gzirah of Gvina. So it could be, I would want to suggest, that even those who are lenient regarding Chalav Akum should nevertheless be Machmir on products that should be of Chalav Yisrael. Why? Because if they're Chalav Yisrael, at least you have the Mashgiach who's watching the whole process. Now, I wasn't sure, is the Mashgiach watching only the process of the milking, or does he also watch the process of them actually making the cheese? Because in order to be Gvinat Yisrael, it's not enough just to watch the making, the milking. He has to also watch the process of actually making this cream cheese. So I contacted Rav Gordon, who is in charge of the Kashrut department of in the OU, and he actually confirmed that the Mashgiach by a Chalav Yisrael plant is there 24/6, which means that he watches from beginning to the end the whole production. And therefore, even if according to the Shach by Gvinat Yisrael, the Mashgiach actually has to be doing the production, but according to the Rama, as long as he watches the production, it's okay. So are we following? So in the case of cream cheese and everything else, although there are those who are lenient, we mentioned the Radbaz, the Hida, and others, the Kafachaim brings them down, is Machmir that it should be Chalav Yisrael. If it should be Gvinat Yisrael. If that's the case, if you buy Chalav Yisrael cream cheese and yogurt, you fulfilled at least the Rama's opinion that if a Jew watched the production, it's okay, then you will be yotze that opinion, and that would be an important opinion. Another important hara is regarding butter. It's written in the Shulchan Aruch that butter, if it becomes butter, there can't be any non-kosher cheese inside, so it could be it wasn't part of the gzira. It's a big machloket. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you cook even if the butter was made, maybe there was some non-kosher milk on top, but if you cook the butter, so the non-kosher is to the butter. Nowadays, it doesn't seem to be that they cook the butter. So you'd have to have butter with a proper hechsher with a proper hechsher, because it doesn't seem to be that you could just rely on buying butter that's Chalav Akum, because it has to be like Gvina, in other words, because it could be that there was some milk left over and there's some milk on top left over, so it's part of the Gzira of Gvinat Akum. Furthermore, you for sure need a hechsher anyways nowadays, because you never know what they put into butter. It's not like the butter of those days. Nowadays, they have different ingredients that they could be putting into butter. However, something, if they would have cooked the butter, it would have been okay. So potentially, the Sefer Chelkat Binyamin says, American cheese that they melt everything together. They melt all types of mozzarella, everything else. They melt it together. So if there would have been any chalav tameh, it would have been melted together. It's like butter. You should be able to buy Gvinat Yisrael, even if it comes from chalav akum milk of American cheese. That's his chidush. But anyways, that wouldn't apply to what we discuss nowadays. If somebody is worried that there might be trefot in the milk, so that's a problem. You should always buy Chalav Yisrael milk whatsoever. So as a conclusion, we mentioned the following. Gvinat Akum is a gzirav chazal that we are choshesh nowadays. despite the fact that we are choshesh of gvinat now, gvinat akum nowadays, and therefore we have gvinat Yisrael, there are some people that are lenient that if it's chalav akum, but it's gvinat Yisrael, it's okay. And we mentioned that those who are machmir chalav Yisrael nowadays would also be machmir on that. And we mentioned by cottage cheese, yogurt, and cream cheese, even though they're made from acid and the rennet is not there is to coagulate it, although in America there are many of those who are machmir, even those who are lenient on chalav akum, it could be there's a good stringency to buy all of these products because of the opinion of the Radbaz, of the Chida, and others that are machmir. And if you buy and if you buy chalav Yisrael cream cheese, so at least the mashgiach saw the whole production, and that you would get those opinions as well. And we mentioned that butter should also have a hechsher of chalav Yisrael. Chazak u'baruch. Of Gvinat Yisrael, I'm sorry, which is a proper hechsher. Chazak u'baruch.